Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. What a joy to be here again today and to be able to speak to you about the Savior, about the Master, Jesus. Oh, what a name, Jesus. We're speaking today about the preciousness of the Lord Jesus. Peter writes to us and says, "Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious." Oh, he is our Savior and our King. And you know something? What an honor it is to be called his friend. And what a privilege to be his follower. And what a joy it is to be called to make him famous. Did you know that's the summary of the Great Commission? Is, hey lads, go out there and make him famous. John the Baptist said, "I'm not worthy to unloose the straps of his sandals." Paul the great apostle said, "I'm his bondslave, delighted to be so. He bought me with his own blood." Oh, why is it then that Jesus gets second billing in our churches? The church's service is all about us. Us. The sermon is about us. But that's not the way it's supposed to be. He is the center. He is center stage. He is the preeminent one. You know, it's so easy to forget that he is the precious one. We relegate him to obscure responsibilities of making us feel good and sweeping up afterwards. But I can want to remind you, Jesus didn't come here to make us feel good about ourselves. He came here to be the Lord of all and the Master of everything. And to we who believe, he is precious. Hey, have you ever thought about Jesus? He's the prophet. That means he's your prophet. Have you ever thought that? Every word he said. Never man spake like this man, the scripture says of him. And every word was from God and a revelation of God, a revelation of the character of God. He's the priest today. He's your access to the Father. He's the one who can take your prayers and cleanse your prayers and even all those things that you haven't prayed that are right. He washes your prayers, our prayers. He washes them with his blood and presents them to the Father. He's the King. And did you know that he's got over 200 titles? You should search them out and meditate upon them and sing to him about those things. Hey, let me ask you a wee question. It's a wee personal question. Have you ever written anything to him? Why don't you do that? He's precious. Write a poem about him. Write a song about him. And to him, describing all the wonderful things that he is. Now go on, I challenge you. Send it to me when you get it done. Oh no, seriously. He is precious. To those who believe he is precious, may I remind you, he is not only our Redeemer, he is the revealer of the Father. May I remind you, he is the divine intention in human form. May I remind you that all things shall be gathered under his headship, and he shall rule everything. And I mean everything. He has the right to be the center of everything. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.